Hey, it's Mike Greenberg for Mike and Mike. You're tuned into Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Welcome back into the 4 o'clock hour of Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there had a fantastic weekend and is off to a great start to the work week. The hotline on ESPN 105.1 The Zone is 648-1051, and it's presented by Hardee's. Stop by your local Hardee's restaurant for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Locations on East 23rd Street, Browns Ferry Road, Battlefield Parkway in Fort Oglethorpe, Ringgold Road, Shallowford Road, and Highway 58. Hardee's and ESPN 105.1 The Zone, Chattanooga's championship combination. It is time to reset today's show.
The Press Row reset button at 4.
Well, it's a Monday. We tend to ask who won the weekend, who lost the weekend. Certainly one of the candidates for winning the weekend would be the Chattanooga sports scene. The Chattanooga FC topping Indiana 3-0 Saturday night at Finley Stadium before a Chattanooga FC record crowd of 9,236. And just a few hundred yards away, going from Finley down to AT&T Field, they had back-to-back sellouts at the Lookouts. It was Superheroes Night and Used Car Night, so a new tradition and an old tradition cashing in for Rich Mazingo and the Lookouts, so congratulations to him and his staff. We talked about Clayton Kershaw having a good week. Jay, one I haven't brought up yet, Marcus Mariota with the Titans spent 50 minutes Saturday after practice, 50. Signing autographs.
Okay. I will see your Marcus Mariota, and I will raise you a Peyton Manning. Did you see the Denver Broncos story from camp?
No.
There were two 11-year-old kids sitting off on the sidelines.
Oh, and he threw to them.
And one of them was wearing a Demaryius Thomas jersey, and one of them was wearing a Peyton Manning jersey. And they were standing over there just bug-eyed about watching them go through passing drills. Manning walks over there, and everybody thinks, okay, he's going to sign an autograph. He gets them in the receiver line and has them run fades, and the place just goes nuts every time one of these kids catches the ball.
Saw footage. I saw a shot of Manning. It may have been even from today with he and Mike Bobo, the new Colorado State coach, who doesn't have far to travel to watch a Broncos practice. I don't know if they were reliving that Georgia-Tennessee game from 95 that the
both of those guys have had a whole lot of success on the football field but have left a whole lot of hair and helmets across the greater South.
Yeah, but Peyton has the five head. Bobo's just...
he's just got the band roll on.
Yeah, thinned all around. But it is a pleasure to be joined. We've enjoyed talking to him via phone. He's great to come in today. The coach of your Chattanooga FC, Bill Elliott. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Just your reaction to, first and foremost, and I know this is... You've seen this a couple of times, but when you're coaching at Finley Stadium and you turn around and you look, there's not a vacant seat to be had. I mean, 9,200 on one side of the field. What kind does it? Like I said, I know you had a big crowd at the end of last season too, 88 something. But when you turn around and see a crowd like that, does it just blow you away?
It does, because as a coach, and even talking to some of my players, you're caught up in the game, and that's where your focus is, and then whenever there's a stoppage or something and you look up in the stands, it just is overwhelming to see the kind of support and that we have. It's crazy.
How much, because you grew up, went to Hickson, you know the sports scene here, you know that a lot of people here are SEC football crazy. When you talk about the different sports, whether it's hoops, football, soccer, whatever the case may be, how much does home field advantage play into a soccer match, would you say, compared to some other sports?
Well, I think it plays into a soccer match as much as it does any other sport. One, players are always excited, get an extra burst of adrenaline to know that the fans are supporting them and behind them. Two, you sleep in your own bed. You don't have to travel. You stick to your normal routines. So in any sport, I think, at a high level, it's certainly an advantage to have the home field.
You find out today, you had a hunch this may be the case all along, but Chattanooga will be hosting the title game Saturday night. Just your reaction to that, and did you, I mean, you said you kind of had the feeling that that could be the case. Was it, Was it as much of a slam dunk, in your opinion, because of what took place Saturday night?
Yes, I think Saturday night just put it over the top. I mean, the league wants to showcase its national championship match, and they want to pick the best possible venue, and what better venue than Finley Stadium in Chattanooga and the kind of crowds we draw. And even the New York Cosmos, who are, you know, a heavy favorite with a lot of up-and-coming pros in their team, I think they were a fan of it as well because from their perspective, they want to showcase their brand, and they also want their players, they're trying to prepare their players and grow them for the professional ranks. And they need to play in front of crowds like this and play on the road in front of crowds like this to prepare for their futures.
You're listening to Chattanooga FC coach Bill Elliott here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Bill, for a lot of those who, a lot of us who may or may not know a great deal about the inner workings of your team, give us this sustained success. What has been the common key?
You know, the board has, when they started it and they had the vision and they started things and the way they've organized, they've given Brian Crossman, when he was the coach, and me, the resources to put together a good team, put a good product out on the field. The fans have gotten behind it, which makes some of the top college players and amateurs in the Southeast want to come here and play because they know the reputation. They know they get to play in front of crowds. They know it's exciting. So it's really everyone working together. And I think when you find truly successful sports organizations at any level, that's usually what you see. You see it's not one person or even one player. It's down to a whole group of people working together, and I think that's what we've got here in Chattanooga that makes it so unique.
How big could this go? I mean, could Chattanooga be looking? I know there are various levels of even beyond the level y'all are, but like, I'm not saying MLS, but could this now become?
Let's stop there though. Let's do MLS. Those crowds are what, about 15,000?
You know, I don't have the numbers to say, but I know that a lot of places they draw even bigger than that, you know, on a regular basis.
So, I mean, right now, I mean, Chattanooga would have to not only do 9, but they'd have to go over 10 this week and consistently do that to have a shot at something like that. And I don't know if that's just dreaming or not, but you're looking at something that didn't even exist a decade ago.
That's right. You know, I think you would have to probably put 18,000 in on a regular basis. But when I graduated high school here, I could have never envisioned 5 years ago, I could have never envisioned 10,000 people sitting in Finley watching a soccer match. And here it is. So who knows? The sky's the limit. It could keep growing. No one would have predicted this. So I wouldn't want to make any predictions about what the ceiling is.
I don't blame you. 648-1051 is the Hardee's Hotline. If you've got a question for Chattanooga FC coach Bill Elliott, back with Coach Elliott and more, you're listening to Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone.